FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu has been placed on special leave. President Cyril Ramaphosa made the announcement in an address last night following explosive claims from KZN's police chief. Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi alleged that Mchunu was involved in attempts to obstruct justice by disbanding the police's political killings task team after they uncovered a syndicate. Among the damning claims were allegations of collusion with business people, including attempted murder suspect Vusimusi Matlala. Mchunu has denied the allegations. Ramaphosa is named an acting minister while an investigation is carried out.
I've decided to appoint Professor Firoz Kachalia as acting Minister of Police. Kachalia is currently a professor of law at the University of the Witwatersrand and is the chairperson of the National Anti-Corruption Advisory Council. He previously served as an MEC of Community Safety. Kachalia will be retiring from his current position at the University of Witwatersrand at the end of July. I will appoint an acting minister from within cabinet until Professor Kachalia takes up his post at the beginning of August.
Mchunu says he welcomes and respects the president's decision, pledging his commitment to the inquiry. The Eastern Cape High Court is to hear the first part of the state's appeal today in the case of Timothy Omotoso and his co-accused. In May, the Gqeberha High Court acquitted the Nigerian pastor of 32 charges, including rape and human trafficking, involving young women who were members of his church. The televangelist was later deported to Nigeria. The National Prosecuting Authority's Mthunzi Maka says they're moving ahead with their appeal.
This follows a directive by Schoeman J after the state sent a request for clarification of factual findings in her judgment before the state can request the reservation of questions of law in terms of 319 of the Criminal Procedure Act for consideration by the Supreme Court of Appeal. This is the only mechanism in which the state can appeal an acquittal judgment in South African law.
To Gauteng now, where a woman is due to appear in court in connection with the murder of her 11-year-old son in Vlugerhof, west of Joburg. As Newswatch's Cliff Shiko reports, the 31-year-old was arrested on charges of murder and defeating the ends of justice on Friday.
Jaden Lee Meek's body was found with bruises at his residential complex in May this year. He was reported missing shortly after coming back from school. Police investigations found that the child allegedly died at his home from blunt force trauma. The mother allegedly staged the scene to mislead investigators.
That report by Newswatch's Cliff Shiko. And tributes are being paid to Nigeria's former president, Muhammadu Buhari, who has died at the age of 82. His family says he passed away at a London clinic where he'd been receiving treatment for the past 3 months. Buhari, a former military ruler in the 1980s, led Nigeria from 2015 to 2023. His presidency, though, was marked by a national economic crisis and criticism over his handling of corruption, poverty and armed violence. President Ramaphosa has paid tribute, describing Buhari as a patriot whose leadership helped strengthen ties between the two nations. Back home, we've got a high of 22 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 23. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.